champ is here!
It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing, back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the fantasy football champs.
Oh yeah, baby, the fantasy football champs are in the building. Hello, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs, presented by DraftKings. I am Bill Enright. With me, as always, is Anthony Grace. Kevin Collins is our producer today. Gentlemen, how's it going?
What's up, Bill? Just ready for another great weekend of football to start. Cannot wait. Let me tell you something. That opening for our show, every time, just gets me so jacked up. I love it. I'm so ready for fantasy football every time I hear it. Love it.
Pumped up. I like that.
Can't wait.
Let's do this.
You know, that's a great job by Kevin Collins. Putting
Damn
that together.
Damn right it is. The youth of America should be looking up to him after something like that.
How's that feel, Kev?
Feels good. I rarely get praise around here. I'm like a dog that's been beaten too much, you know? Just curled up on the ground. So.
Why? You don't put anything together?
I make gold radio. They just don't appreciate my flair, you know?
Well, we certainly appreciate it.
I'll be waiting tables at Shenanigans before I know it.
Shenanigans. Playing the, I don't know if I can say that on there.
I know.
Playing that game that they play.
I know.
That's one of my favorite movies.
The game where you polish your pencil in front of another guy almost?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. If you've ever worked in a restaurant, like 95% of that movie has happened.
Yeah. I've managed a restaurant for 4 years.
As they say, you have to be comfortable with full frontal male nudity, as they say.
You do, yeah. Well, listen, it is week 8 in the NFL. It's kicking off tonight with the Broncos and the Chargers. So we're going full throttle week 8. Coming in hot with another millionaire maker contest. It's going to be free this week. I'll give you the details in just a little bit. We'll run through the best buy and overpriced players, as we do always, the guys to target. The guys to avoid when setting your lineups at DraftKings. We're going to go over the primetime pick 'em, see how our picks have been doing every week. Kevin, Anthony, and I give our picks for just the primetime game. So Thursday night, we have some actually good action lately on Thursday, right?
Yeah,
Colts
yeah.
and the Texans, Pats and the Jets, some pretty good games.
Yeah, last couple of weeks, you know, no blowouts for once, a lot of points still, which is what we want to see, but came down to the wire in both those games the last two Thursdays like that, and we're in for another real good one tonight with Denver and San Diego.
Really good offenses, a lot of fantasy football playmakers in action tonight.
Yeah.
So that's either going to be a great thing based on the last couple of weeks, it'll be awesome, or it could be a really bad thing based on the historical performances of Thursday night football.
Well, if it's anything like history shows, at least one of these teams is going to put up a lot of points. So, you know, anybody's guess, but odds are I'm going to say it's going to be Denver, if anybody.
I think it was last year during the fantasy playoffs. I think the Chargers and the Broncos were on Thursday night football. And I had Demarius and I had Julius, and they laid an egg.
Yeah, those Thursday nights,
Was it last year? I'm trying. Let me go back and look. I don't know. Entertain yourselves while I'm looking this up or something. Anthony can read poetry or something like that.
I'm trying to
remember if it was last year's game. Oh boy.
What are you trying to find out, Bill?
When did the Chargers and the Broncos play last year?
The Chargers beat them on a Thursday night.
Right. They beat them on a Thursday night.
Yeah, but you're trying to time like what month or what week?
What week it was? I think it was last year in the fantasy football playoffs.
Was it week 15, looks like?
Yeah, week 15. Chargers beat the Broncos 27-20. I want to go through this game real quick. Yeah, Andre Caldwell was the top receiver in that game. 59 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I had Demarius Thomas and Julius Thomas. And Keenan Allen playing in this game. Now, Keenan Allen, I think he had actually a couple scores.
Yeah, two catches.
Yeah, two touchdowns. Two touchdowns, two catches, yeah. But I had Demarius Thomas, who was my number one. Well, Josh Gordon was really my number one. And I had Julius Thomas. Four catches from both of them. No touchdowns. Andre Caldwell had two touchdowns. Now, I ended up winning my championship in this league despite the terrible performances from Julius Thomas and Demaryius Thomas, because this is the same week that Jamaal Charles had those five touchdowns.
Well, that helps.
Yeah, that was that big week last year. But I remember distinctly that I was out for the game, Thursday Night Football, semifinals of the fantasy football playoffs, and Julius Thomas and Demaryius Thomas came out, and they just did terribly.
Yeah, you know what? You can't get too high if you go up big on a Thursday. Can't get too low if you go down on a Thursday, like you just said. Jamaal Charles last year just went off for, what, 50-some-odd points in that week.
Yeah,
it was
crazy.
Not a normal thing. That's kind of an anomaly, but still. Could happen. You never know. So you'd never get too worked up on Thursday night.
All right, so Broncos and Chargers on Thursday night, a couple hours as we're broadcasting live here on Patriots.com radio. Sunday night, another good fantasy matchup, especially
Great.
Since it's in New Orleans.
Great fantasy matchup. That's going to be the game of the week, I think.
Green Bay and the Saints. Packers and Saints, Green Bay versus New Orleans. I like that one.
Yeah, that's going to be a great. I think I found a statistic. I might be on my stardom situm, something like the last five times the Packers and Saints met, they're averaging 66 points combined in those games.
Wow.
Unreal.
Wow. 66 points?
Yeah, 60. It was 64, 66. It was like a mid-60s between the two teams since 2002. They played five times, and they're putting up 38 to 35, 42 to 26. It was unbelievable how many points these teams put up when they get together.
Here it is. Yeah, I got your fun fact right in front of me. In the six games the Saints and the Packers have squared off since 2002, they average 64 total points per contest. So, yeah, fantasy football wet dream right there.
Gotta love it.
And then Monday night, not bad either. Redskins and the Cowboys. If you have Dallas players, you're excited about that one.
Yeah, man, the Dallas Cowboys looking good on offense and defense, surprisingly. But someone from that Redskins team is going to have to stand up, put up some points for people. Jordan Reed might be that guy this week against that Dallas secondary or defense that can't stop a tight end this year.
So it is week 8 in the NFL. As we said on Tuesday, there's only 6 more weeks left in fantasy football before the fantasy playoffs start. So you know that a lot of people out there are going to have some week 8 lineup questions, Ant. And it seems like whenever I always know there's going to be a good show when Kevin sends us like 30 emails like an hour before we even get on air. So people are already planning ahead to send us their emails. They want to get in quick. They want to get in early to help with their lineups. I love that. It means people are pumped up.
That's it. Yeah, I got a lot of – look, this is getting to the meat of the season. Those first couple of weeks, you know, you get a couple losses, no big deal. But this is the heart of the push. If you're in that middle of the pack, 3-4, 4-3, got to make a little bit of a push right here just to solidify yourself and even jump up into the playoffs. So starting week 8 through the next couple of weeks, like you said, got to make a run if you want to make the playoffs.
A big run. Yeah, some people are going to have to make a big run. Yeah. Anyway, what I meant to say was the phone number is 855-728-7500. Email webradio@patriots.com. Now, listen, if you're listening to us sometime after our live show, maybe you're on the Patriots mobile app, maybe you're on iTunes, podcast, whatever, you can always hit us up on Twitter. We're answering your line of questions around the clock. Twitter, @FFChamps, @ThePPRMonster. @PatsRadio_Kev, @BillEnright. Those are 4 ways you can get, not instant, but you have a lineup question on Sunday morning because you don't know if a player is going to be active or not. It's a great way to get in touch with us. Because these emails are good for the live show. The calls are great for the live show. Twitter, great for on demand. We're a multimedia facet here.
Do it all. We do a little bit of everything.
We sure do.
A Swiss Army knife of fantasy football.
I like that. All right, now here's the deal with the $1 million contest this weekend. It's typically $27 to enter. We're giving out a free entry, and you're not going to get the free entry unless you go to ffchamps.com/million. This might be the last week they're doing this contest until like week 11 or 12. That's just some inside info for anyone out there that's been following, because they've been doing it week 5, 6, 7. This is going to be the last week from what I'm being told. Until week 8. So this is, or excuse me, until week 11. It is week 8. So now's the time to get in. ffchamps.com/million. And like I said, we're going to have the Best Buy overpriced players in just a little bit. But I do want to start out with some news and notes, Anthony, because there's a lot of shenanigans going around the NFL midway through the season, including a quarterback change.
And this should make you happy, because we all know how you feel about the guy that's getting replaced. So
yeah, eat your heart out, Jake Locker supporters. I love all those idiots that emailed me in the summer saying, Bill, why is Jake Locker so far down on the cheat sheet? Why don't you have him in the top 20? I didn't even have him in the top 25. And this is the reason why. Zach Mettenberger will be the starter for the Tennessee Titans heading into week 8. So, yes, Jake Locker. All your supporters, eat your heart out. Anthony, what do you think this means for guys like Kendall Wright, Justin Hunter, even Delanie Walker with Mettenberger, Zach Mettenberger under center?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what this means for all three guys, but I know one thing for sure. One of these guys is going to be his go-to guy, and we're really not going to know until he starts playing. So Kendall Wright, Justin Hunter, Delanie Walker, one of these guys is going to have a huge increase in value, I think, because every time a rookie quarterback comes in, they find a guy that they get comfortable with, they can have a connection with, getting the ball to a lot of targets. We don't know who it's going to be for Mettenberger, but we're going to find out really quick on Sunday who his favorite guy is going to be.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame that Justin Hunter really never kind of caught on like I thought he would have this season. I don't think it's going to be him.
I don't either.
I think it's going to be either Kendall Wright or Delanie Walker, only because they're more of the short yardage possession type guys, and that's typically... It's just easier for quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, still learning how to play in the NFL. That's typically their first look in their progression. So
yeah, I mean, I want to say it's going to be Delanie Walker only because I own Kendall Wright, and every single week he seems to just screw me in some fashion, either a lot of points on the bench, no points in the lineup. So I want to say it's going to be Delanie Walker, but you're right. It could be Kendall Wright because they're both these possession kind of guys, short routes, cross the middle. They do a little bit of everything, and that's what Mettenberger's going to have to look for with defenses coming at him, as a rookie, expecting him making mistakes.
A second quarterback change. This one's for the Washington Redskins. Colt McCoy is coming in to save the day for the last place team in the NFC East. Obviously, Kirk Cousins just wasn't getting it done, which is very weird because he looked so good when he was taking over for RG3 earlier in the season, and lately he just looked terrible. But Griffin's not expected back for another, a couple more weeks here. I'm guessing when Washington gets back from their bye, that's when we'll see RG3 back on the field. But for now, it's going to be Colt McCoy.
Yeah, I got Colt McCoy coming in. We'll see how long this experiment lasts. You know, we might see Kirk Cousins again this weekend, on Monday night. Who knows? But yeah, getting towards the end of the last couple of weeks, Kirk Cousins seems to be having a lot of turnovers. That's probably why they made the switch. But outside of getting pulled from that Tennessee game, every game he's played in this year, he's put up double digits and one game under 20 points. So fantasy-wise, he was looking great. So fantasy owners are, real sad about this. But as far as real life goes, Redskins are trying to spark their team and get something different going. So I guess we'll see. But I don't think much is going to come of Colt McCoy.
All right, let's move over to running backs, Anthony. We got some problems with Reggie Bush.
What else
the
is
the ankle
new?
Injury? Yeah, what else is new? Right. The ankle injury has him questionable. And the problem is you're going to have to wake up very early on Sunday if you plan on using Bush, because the Falcons and the Lions are playing in London this week, and that game is at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So those West Coast people, you guys are going to have to wake up even earlier. We're talking about like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning just to find out if Reggie Bush is active or not.
God, that's horrible. Maybe at that point it's going to be so late in the night. If you're a night kind of person, staying up Saturday night, being out, you might see something going on the TV at the bar, from London, because London's so far ahead of California. You might be already at that point, so who knows?
Actually, that's a great point.
So yeah.
The West Coast people might have more an advantage over the East Coast people.
Damn right. So, yeah, get out to the bars, go have some fun this Saturday night, pay attention to Reggie Bush on the TV. That's all you got to do. You'll be fine.
Are the clocks going back this weekend?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Nah, I don't think that's this weekend, but that would be even more of a benefit. But I don't think that's happening. I might have just made that up.
At some point. Who knows?
So, yeah, that's a tough one. Reggie Bush, I don't know if he's going to play. The problem is he was practicing on Wednesday, downgraded on Thursday. That's never a good sign. It is a good sign if you own Joik Bell, though, because we know that Bell will be able to run. The Falcons have the worst rushing defense in the league. So it's good news if Reggie Bush is not playing, if you're a Joik Bell owner.
Yeah, you got Joik Bell. You're licking your chops hoping he doesn't play. And I really don't think Bush is going to end up playing, like you said, going from practicing to being downgraded today. Not a good sign at all.
All right, how about Philadelphia Eagles running back Darren Sproles? He's been getting in limited action in practice. You know, some people look at him and he's like, oh, he's practicing. Well, it's on a limited basis. He's probably doing some individual drills and maybe running around with some positional guys, his fellow running backs. But he's still dealing with an MCL injury, and a guy like Sproles, who has his entire game is built on speed and quickness and agility and being elusive, a knee injury is, you know, that's a big-time factor.
Yeah, he's probably just trying to keep himself loose, keep that knee going, doesn't want to sit around and stiffen up over the next couple of weeks. But he's not playing this week, might miss another game. They can't rush him back. You're still 5-1 if you're the Philadelphia Eagles. You're still near the top. You're still in prime position to make the playoffs. Let Darren Sproles get healthy over the next couple of weeks and then bring him back in.
All right, how about Trent Richardson of the Indianapolis Colts dealing with a hamstring injury? Again, it's another situation. If you're an Ahmad Bradshaw owner, you're hoping that T-Rich isn't going to play this week.
Yeah, if you're a Ahmad Bradshaw owner, does it really matter if Richardson plays? I mean, puts up a couple numbers, Bradshaw outdoes him every week. But if you got Bradshaw and Richardson doesn't play, it's only going to be additional touches for Ahmad Bradshaw, so that's a great sign.
Kyrie Robinson and Pierre Thomas of the New Orleans Saints, both of those guys a little bit banged up. Pierre Thomas, I think he's out for a couple weeks. Kyrie Robinson was a surprise add to the injury report, but if you have a guy like Travaris Cadet in a PPR league, not a bad option, and Mark Ingram expected to get to the bulk of the carries for the Saints.
Yeah, Pierre Thomas definitely missing the next couple of weeks. Kyrie Robinson kind of just snuck up on the report, but like you said, Travaris Cadet, very sneaky play this weekend, especially in a PPR league if you need a flex position.
All right, let's move over to the wide receivers where, again, another problem with the Detroit Lions. Calvin Johnson still dealing with that high ankle sprain. We know he's missed the last couple of weeks. Again, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when the Lions and the Falcons are kicking off in London. So it's another sketchy situation, just like Reggie Bush. But again, maybe if you're up late, like Anthony suggested, and you're out partying, then you'll be all right.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson went over with the team, been practicing this week, again, limited, but yeah, it's tough. He went all the way over there. I think he's going to give it a shot as long as things go okay these next couple days and there's no setbacks, but I think he gives it a shot this weekend.
All right, how about A.J. Green not practicing this week for the Bengals? He's another superstar wide receiver that just hasn't been in action, destroying fantasy football, you know, destroying lineups everywhere across the country. Anyone that had a, you know, top 15 pick probably used one on A.J. Green. Tough break here with him and Calvin Johnson, especially if went with that, you know, wide receiver. Imagine having Calvin and A.J. Green.
Oh, that'd be so tough right now.
That's not good. But he's not practicing this week. Again, he's looking very doubtful for this Sunday.
Yeah, A.J. Green, I don't expect him to play once again this week, so I guess we'll see what happens. That turf toe situation, you never really know. It's such an odd injury, but it keeps guys out for a long period of time. You can't run, can't cut, you can't do much anything if you can't use your feet, especially if you're a wide receiver.
You should probably just cut it off at this point, right?
Yeah, why the hell not? Take a chance. It can't get any worse.
Tight ends, how about Jimmy Graham? He was active in Week 7, but that's the problem because he didn't get a single target. Now, if you're a Jimmy Graham owner, well, what are you doing with this guy? You playing him?
It's one of those guys. What do we always say? Start your studs.
Yep.
I mean, people asked me last week, Jimmy Graham's back. Do I play him over so-and-so or another guy? I said, yeah, he's a stud. You got to play him. It sucks if you got 0 points out of him, but he's a guy that if he's sitting on your bench and he scores 3 touchdowns this weekend, that's when you're really kicking yourself in the head.
I just know that it's going to be tough if you're a Jimmy Graham owner this weekend, only because if he's active and they're playing Sunday night and you think that he's going to be, I don't know, a 5-target guy, then you're using him. But if he's questionable and you're waiting to find out and and he's still active, then you put him in. And he's just a decoy like last week. Like, that's just a killer.
Yeah, if you got a decent second tight end on your team, you picked up Jordan Reed off waivers, or you got Zach Ertz, these guys have nice matchups that I have no problem playing them over Jimmy Graham. But like you said, Jimmy Graham could be a decoy again this week. And that Sunday night game, if you leave him in all day, he's going to be your only option. So if you have another option with a nice matchup, decent offense, like I said, Jordan Reed, Zach Ertz, someone like that, I'd play them over Jimmy Graham, but if you're looking at Jimmy Graham or Travis Kelce. I'm still going to take my chances on Jimmy Graham right there.
Martellus Bennett, another tight end that is in and out of practice this week with a hamstring injury, questionable for Sunday. Owen Daniels of the Baltimore Ravens not practicing this week due to a knee injury. He may sit out as well. You should have a backup in place if you're relying on any of those tight ends, Jimmy Graham, Martellus Bennett, or Owen Daniels. Now, let's get to the phone lines, 855-728-7500. We're going to help out everyone with their Week 8 lineups. We'll also take some emails, and in a little bit we'll get into our best buy overpriced players on DraftKings. Now, here's the thing with the phones. What's the sound that we've been finding out that it's making? The Cosmic Key.
Cosmic Key, yes.
From Masters of the Universe. We don't want any Cosmic Key sounds today. So please, if you're listening at home, just have your radio turned down. You'll be able to hear us fine through your telephone. And you can always go back and listen to yourself on radio. I know that's fun. But for the time being, when you're calling in and you're on the air, just please have your radios turned down in the background. So we're going to start off the show with Matthew in North Carolina has a start and sit question. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Buddy.
Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, man. Thanks for staying on hold for so long.
I have in two different leagues, I have Michael Floyd and both Emmanuel Sanders, who have been doing pretty well.
Yeah.
But in each, I also have Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, who don't look like they're going to make it through the Bears falling apart, and they're playing the Patriots. I know you said start studs, but if there was a case, Floyd puts up a touchdown every week, and the Sanders looks good, especially on Thursday night.
How many of those guys you need, Matt?
Two.
Oh.
In each.
All right, well, what do you mean two in each? You have Marshall and Jeffrey and Sanders and Floyd, so you have four wide receivers. You have two spots open?
No, in one league I have Sanders, Floyd, and Marshall. In the other league I have Sanders, Floyd, and Jeffrey.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Well, Anthony, I think you agree with me. This is a good problem to have.
Yeah, definitely. You got three guys that are putting up points. I mean, Floyd's not putting up points at the pace we would like, but it's obvious he's the number one target. And with Carson Palmer coming back, he looks a little bit better every single week.
Yeah. I'm leaving him on the bench, though, this week. I'm going to go with Marshall and Sanders, and then I'm going to go with Sanders and Jeffrey.
Yeah, you can't bench Sanders right now. I mean, the guy just catches ball after ball, especially if these are PPR leagues. Sanders has to be in your lineup week in and week out.
Right. All right, thanks, man.
No problem, Matt. Best of luck to you in week 8. Let's go to our another 10-team PPR league, Todd in Jacksonville. Hello, Todd.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Todd?
Final question for you. Real quick tonight, Rivers tonight or Romo?
Oh, man, I have him ranked 4 and 5 on the FFCPI this week, our rankings at ffchamps.com. You know, Philip Rivers, he's really been playing incredible. But I love the matchup for Tony Romo this weekend. I have Romo ranked one spot ahead of him. I have Romo at 4, Rivers at 5. Listen, if you don't want to risk playing Romo, I understand that. Maybe DeMarco Murray gets the ball 50 times. But if I had to make this choice with a gun to my head, I'd had to rank one guy over the other. I had to go with Romo over Rivers this week.
All right, I mean, that's all I got.
Why don't you try to trade one of them, man? I mean, this is gonna kill you each and every week. You have two top eight quarterbacks, basically.
Yeah, I've been looking to trade one. I actually tried to trade this guy in my league. He's got he does have Calvin and AJ.
Mm.
And I was trying to trade him Romo for Calvin because his quarterback is Flacco. He's got no one else.
That guy's a fool, man, because, I mean, see, the only problem is Flacco has 7 touchdowns in the last 2 games. But that's not sustainable. Like, you got to pressure him a little bit more. You need to dump one of those guys and try to get a player like you were saying. I don't know if you're going to get a Calvin Johnson or a Jay Green, but try to make a move.
There's another guy in my league. I'm kind of sparse on running backs right now due to the fact that I got Sproles, he's injured. Monty Ball, he's injured.
Mm-hmm.
I got Le'Veon, Bradshaw, and Joyke, so this week's looking pretty good for me with that.
Nice.
But other than that, those are the only guys I got. This one guy has Marshawn, Lacey, and Ben Tate. Would you offer
Marshawn,
say Romo for one of those guys?
Marshawn, Lacey, I would love to get Marshawn Lynch. I wrote an article this week on FF Champs. Marshawn Lynch might have the best running back schedule out of any running back in the league over the next four games. I'm trying to buy low on him in every league possible because he hasn't been performing. What is it? 6 and 7 points the last 2 weeks in a non-PPR. And his schedule, I mean, Anthony, listen to this. Carolina, second worst defense in the league. Then he has the Oakland Raiders and then the Giants. I mean, it doesn't get better than that in the next 3 weeks. Buy low, and his schedule is juicy. So I try to go after Marshawn.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Todd, best of luck to you. I'd hate to see Romo and Rivers, you know, one of those guys have to be on the bench. So when you have a situation like that, you got to try to trade one.
Yeah, that's all you can do. I mean, I'm willing to give up either one for any of these guys that he just mentioned, Lacy or A.J. Green or Calvin Johnson. Look, offer Rivers for each of those guys. Offer Romo for each of those guys. See what comes back. I mean, that's all you can really do. And, you know, people – the problem with trading is people value players as where they drafted them. So
someone say,
I drafted Eddie Lacy in the first round. I want your first-round player. That's not how it works. Nope. Eddie Lacy's not playing like a first-round pick. He's playing like a third-round pick. So, you know, people see a name, and that's all they can really go off of if you're playing in a league. There's always guys like that. So all you can do is offer it and see what happens.
All right, let's go to Nick in Boston. Hello, Nick. Oh, I just hit the wrong button on Nick. I feel awful.
You should.
I feel awful about that. Nick in Boston, please call back. I foolishly hit the wrong button. I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. Justin in Boston's up next in a 10-team PPR league. Hello, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nick. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Man?
Not too much. I have a couple of questions. The first one is a trade question. I received a proposal yesterday, but the owner didn't give me much chance to accept it or not. It would be my Ben Tate or his Golden Tate, straight up.
Tate for Tate. Is it a PPR?
It is not. It's a 0.20 PPR, but I thought even with Kelvin Johnson returning, whenever he does, like this week or next week, it would still help up, like bolster up my, give me better wide receiver deck.
Yeah, if you need help at wide receiver and your running backs are pretty solid, I love Golden Tate. The rest of this year, like I said, without Calvin Johnson, he's proved he can be the number one. With him, he's even better because there's another threat on the field.
Yeah, so but I think he took the trade off the table because whenever I try to propose it again, he's not even budging. So I don't know if he hasn't looked at it recently, but if he did take it off the table, I don't know, for some reason. Who are some receivers that I should look at if I do want to trade Tate? Because I am pretty stacked at running back for now. I do have Gio Bernard, Tate, of course, Oliver. Let me see. Ahmad Bradshaw, Bernard Robinson, Trey Mason, just name a few, and Jeremy Hill, too.
Nice. Who are some wide receivers that you can get in exchange for Ben Tate? I mean, I think anyone in the area of like a Michael Floyd, a Mike Wallace, a Terrence Williams, you might be able to get an Andre Johnson or a Kelvin Benjamin, but I would go for that like Michael Floyd,
Mike. Benjamin too.
What, you already have Benjamin?
Yep.
Yeah, so I would go for like a Michael Floyd, Mike Wallace, maybe a Terrence Williams. Sammy Watkins can be a guy that you might be able to get.
Okay. All right, sounds good. And next one is kind of a short question. With the news of the Titans with their rookie quarterback this week, I have the Cowboys defense. Would you drop them and then add the Texans defense or just hold for the Cowboys who will face Colt McCoy?
Yeah, that I would just stick with the Cowboys. I mean, that's
– right.
Yeah. I mean, I do expect the Texans to have a good game, but I think the Cowboys have just as good of a matchup, and they've been playing just as good too.
That's true. All right, thanks, guys.
You got it, Justin. What do you think about that, Ant? I mean –
I'm okay with the Cowboys' defense this weekend for sure. They got a real nice matchup. So do the Texans. I guess if you're a defense streamer, Cowboys this week are one of your better pickups. But the Texans long-term, I like their defense. They seem to be getting in the end zone virtually every week. You got J.J. Watt, so odds are you're going to get a couple sacks and potentially some turnovers because of his ruckus. And when Jadeveon Clowney comes back, defense is going to be very nasty. So this week, I'm cool with the Cowboys, but long-term, I would hold on to the Texans.
All right, our good friend Nick in Boston called back. Nick, I apologize about hanging up on you before.
Oh, that's all right. No, I thought it was my fault. I didn't hear what had happened after you introduced me, but no worries, man. It's fine.
Well, I mean, we can just we can just pretend like it was your fault, and I don't have to have as much guilt anymore.
Hey, now you know, Bill can sleep whatever, tonight. Whatever, it's all good. It's all good with me. I'm just pumped for, I mean, tonight's Thursday night matchups got me excited. But my question for you guys is, you know, has to do with that matchup. I've got Keenan Allen, Antonio Gates, and Malcolm Floyd. Malcolm Floyd's on my bench. I'm starting Gates because he's been doing pretty well lately. I'm wondering between Keenan Allen and Malcolm Floyd here, because I know you guys keep saying that Allen's going to go off at some point, but it hasn't happened yet. So what should I do?
Well, what's your scoring there? What's your scoring?
It's standard. It's standard. It's non-PPR.
I'm going to stick with Keenan Allen. I mean, listen, I have Keenan Allen ranked the lowest we have all year. He's 37 right now. I have Malcolm Floyd at 56. Keenan Allen's more talented. I think he is the one that Philip Rivers will go to move the chains, but Malcolm Floyd is more of a big play threat. So, I mean, take a look at the rest of your lineup. Take a look at your opponent. Are you going to need that boom or bust type player, and you need to go boom more often than you need maybe like a 6-point, 8-point performance from Keenan Allen, where you might get a 12-point performance from Floyd if he gets into the end zone, or you might just get like a 2-point performance if he catches, you know, one pass for 25 yards.
Yeah, well, I think you know, this week might be the safest to roll with Allen, because my opponent is 0-7, and he doesn't, I mean, he puts up on average below 100 points each week, so I'm going to give Keenan Allen another shot, I guess, because, you know, my other wide receivers have pretty favorable matchups in DeAndre Hopkins and Vincent Jackson, so I guess we'll see what happens there, but I'm looking forward to this game and the Saints and the Packers, because I got Drew Brees too, so we'll see what happens. But thanks, guys.
All right, best of luck to you, Nick, and thanks for calling back. Sorry about hanging up on you again.
No problem.
You know, situations like that when, and actually, then the other caller, well, he didn't have him on the same team, but I was going to say, Anthony, situations like that when you have two players, especially wide receivers from the same team, it can get a little dicey. It can get a little tricky. I think the other caller had Marshall and Jeffrey, but they were on different teams. So this situation with Keenan Allen and Malcolm Floyd, I know Keenan Allen's not playing well right now. But I also know that Malcolm Floyd is really just, he's a deep threat. He's a big play guy, which is fine. It's good to have some of those guys, but if you have to give me a choice, I'm going with Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. I would be going for Keenan Allen as well. He's just the guy there. He's still the number one. Like you said, Floyd is more of a boomer bust type guy. He's going to get you a long touchdown, maybe. Maybe he gets you nothing. I mean, he's had weeks where he's put up 100 yards and a touchdown. He's had weeks where he's put up 0 yards this year. So it all depends what you want to do. If you need a boomer bust guy, then Floyd would be a good pickup to put in your lineup this weekend. But Keenan Allen just more consistent. I mean, last year, 3 games against Denver, averaged just under 19 points a game. So Keenan Allen, I like him this week a lot. Denver's secondary is also not that strong, so there's going to be points put up this game.
All right, 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going down to Houston where Rick is patiently waiting in a 12-team standard league. Hello, Rick.
How's it going, Dave?
Hey,
what's
man?
Going,
Ben? I usually use the FSCPI to start my starting lineup, but then I also read the starting sit-em on your website. A couple guys stand out there. Jerick McKinnon is a starter this week, and Sammy Watkins also, which I got both those guys. But then also I've got Brandon Marshall, Emmanuel Sanders, Michael Floyd. So I've got one wide receiver spot and 3 flex spots.
Well, listen, Jerick McKinnon's 22 on our running backs, which is an RB2 territory in a 12-team league, and Sammy Watkins is 23 on our FFCPI, which is a wide receiver two in a 12-team league. So, Anthony, when you do your start-em, sit-em, I know you use the rankings. It makes sense that you have those guys listed as starts.
Yeah, I love Sammy Watkins. He's got a great matchup this week. Look, I know he hasn't really put two solid games together back-to-back, but it's got to happen at some point, and this weekend has got a great chance to do it against that Jets secondary. So I love Sammy Watkins this weekend. Same thing, Jerick McKinnon, he's the guy now in Minnesota. They're going to give him the ball more than Matt Asiata. So Jerick McKinnon, if you got a flex spot, there's no reason he shouldn't be in your lineup in that flex spot, especially this week against Tampa Bay.
Well, my starting running back is Le'Veon Bell this week, and I usually put Brandon Marshall as my wide receiver.
All right, so that's one running back and one wide receiver. How many more spots do you have left?
I've got three flex spots, and I got Shane Vereen, Jerick McKinnon, Emmanuel Sanders, Sammy Watkins, and Michael Floyd.
I'm going Vereen. I'm going Sanders and Watkins. McKinnon and Floyd on the bench. Anthony, where are you standing on that?
I love Sanders. I love Watkins. I'm fine with Vereen, too. You know, he had a big game last week, and it's going to continue. He's going to be the guy getting the carries. He didn't even have James White dressed last week. They didn't give really any carries to anybody outside of Shane Vereen. And in the past game, we could see what he did. He scored two nice touchdowns in the past game last week. So the Patriots seem to be back as the Patriots were used to, just putting up points every single week, and I don't think that's going to stop this week. Chicago's defense is bad.
Okay, so you're saying Vereen, Sanders, and Watkins.
Correct.
Well, thanks, guys.
All right, Rick, best
of luck, man.
I mean, yeah, all of his guys were listed in the top 25 for their position, so that's tough, but it's a good problem to have.
Damn right.
Our friend Avi in Miami is up next, 10-team standard league. Avi, where you been, brother?
I just got through a breakup, man. I've been isolated. It's been tough.
Oh, is that because your girlfriend found out that you were at the library when you were really doing fantasy football stuff?
No, it just didn't work out. Dude, I sent her flowers yesterday, and I sent her $270 worth of flowers. We broke up 3 weeks ago, and she texted, that's real nice and everything, but I'm with someone. I'm like, geez, God damn, you know, 3 weeks.
Wow.
You know, yeah, I've been in a funk, bro. I've been in a funk. I've been isolated. I've been isolated here.
It sounds like the kind of girl you don't want to be with anyway.
Oh, God, I know. Her mom texted me saying that she was lying. You know, she's not with anyone. She doesn't want to be with me, but whatever, you know.
More time to focus on fantasy football,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
That's all you got.
Yeah.
Now, take it down.
That'll fill the void.
I got to win. I got to win. So I got two questions. The first one is a quarterback question. It's Brady or Russell Wilson? Tough.
Yeah, I have Russell Wilson ranked 7, Tom Brady ranked 8th. Are you
I'm
a
going
Patriot?
Russell Wilson.
I was going to say, you're a Patriot fan, obviously.
Yep, huge.
I mean, when they're that close, put your boy in and root for your boy. I personally would go with Russell Wilson, but if you know.
I'm leaning towards Russell Wilson. That's what I'm leaning towards. It's his running ability. You know, I think he scored 36 points last week, and I had Brady for 22.
Anthony, have you heard these reports that I guess Percy Harvin was traded due to animosity toward Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
And Mike Freeman at Bleacher Report is saying some people in the locker room don't think Russell Wilson is like as approachable or as friendly or as a quarterback, you know, as a leader of the locker room. I thought that kind of was an interesting take because from whatever I see, Russell Wilson is you know, the ideal leader of a team.
Yeah, 100% agree. I feel shocked. I heard there was a little bit of animosity between them, but I also heard that same thing with Percy Harvin and Christian Ponder a few years ago in Minnesota, and that's why Minnesota gave up on him, just kind of a bad guy in the locker room. So if it happens in multiple cities with multiple teams, I'm going to stick with the guy who's leaving needed to go, but who knows? I mean, Percy Harvin, supposedly, same thing. Fist fight with Doug Baldwin before one of the preseason games this year. I mean, Percy Harvin's just a cancer in the locker room, so I don't like him. I'm glad that Seattle got rid of him, and I think Seattle's definitely going to just start getting back on that Seattle train and be a lot better as the season goes on.
Phone lines are lit up like the elevator buttons when a 3-year-old gets into the elevator and just pushes every button because he thinks it's cool. But we are going to get back to you in just a little bit. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're really just getting started here on Week 8 episode of Fantasy Football Champs. We're going to come back with our best buy and overpriced players for this week. We're going to try to help you win $1 million playing fantasy football, plus more emails, more phone calls. That's all coming up next right here on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Nope. Hello, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Week 8 of the 2014 NFL season. Big weekend if you're a fantasy football player because DraftKings, our title sponsor for this show, is giving out $1 million to anyone that wants to enter their contest. $2.5 million in total prizes. $1 million going out in first place. Craziness. Craziness, Anthony.
Another $1 million maker this weekend. So, yeah, I can't wait. We'll see who wins. Hopefully one of us or someone that listens to us. I would love, love to have one of our members win this weekend. Get them on air next week and then just chat them up a little bit. See what was going through their head when they made their lineup.
All right, so as we do every week, we do go over the best buy and overpriced players. I think this is a very important segment because it helps people identify the guys that have good matchups, have bad matchups. Maybe their price is right, maybe their price is wrong, Bob Barker. So, you know, something that we do here every week. Last week we couldn't do it because we didn't have a show on Thursday. So this week is back in action for week 8.
Twice is better this week then, that's all that means.
That's right. Anyway, let's start off with the best buy quarterbacks. First one up I have is Tony Romo versus the Redskins. Monday Night Football, $7,400. I think the matchup's great as the Dallas Cowboys love that primetime spotlight.
Yeah, I love Tony Romo this week. He, a millionaire maker, regular fantasy lineup, doesn't matter. Tony Romo is going to be great, but for $7,400, great price tag, right in the middle of the quarterbacks, and he's one of the best guys that you can grab in that middle range. So I love Tony Romo. You got a Monday night guy. Everybody likes to have those late matchups, a little nail-biter action if you're in the race. So love Tony Romo this weekend.
All right, how about Tom Brady against the Chicago Bears? Only $7,200. Brady has 9 touchdowns in his last 3 games, and we all just saw Ryan Tannehill torch the Chicago Bears defense just last week. So Brady's another good quarterback. And speaking of Ryan Tannehill, $6,700 versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tannehill, 3 straight weeks with 2 touchdowns, and 2 of those 3 weeks he has over 275 yards. So the Miami Dolphins, Tannehill, certainly getting things done with the helps of Lamar Miller, Mike Wallace, Charles Clay coming to life, rookie Jarvis Landry, and they got a great matchup against the Jags.
Yeah, quietly playing really well, Ryan Tannehill is. So, yeah, one of these guys, if you like to stack up your other positions, you know, have 3 stud receivers or two really great running backs like a DeMarco Murray and a Matt Forte, 2 of the higher price guys, Ryan Tannehill's a great guy to slide into your lineup and have a little bit cheaper of a quarterback who's putting up consistent points right now.
All right, my absolute steal for the quarterback position, Nick Foles, $6,300 versus the Arizona Cardinals. Fresh off that bye week, Cardinals are giving up an average of 22 fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks their last 3 games.
Unbelievable. Nick Foles, look, he's going to come out, he's going to throw the ball. The Eagles are still scoring points. Nick Foles is the guy leading them there. He's going to put up points. And, you know, speaking of the Eagles, Arizona, Carson Palmer, another guy right in that Nick Foles price range, $6,500. Another guy that I really like this weekend as far as making one of your lineups. Philadelphia can't stop the pass, and Carson Palmer's looked good since he's come back to play for the Cardinals.
Big risk, small price. Teddy Bridgewater is $5,400. Now, originally, I had him on this list because he was the cheapest starting quarterback for Week 8, and then the Titans went ahead and named Zach Mettenberger the starter, so he is officially the cheapest at $5,000. But Teddy Bridgewater, $5,100. It's a risky move, but they're playing against the Buccaneers, and they have the second-worst passing defense in the league, and they have allowed a quarterback to throw for 2 or more touchdowns in their last 4 games.
Yeah, and you saw Teddy Bridgewater put up 26 points a few weeks ago against Atlanta, and he's one of these guys that can get it done with his legs. He's got the ability to run, so that's a plus, when you're looking at a quarterback in daily fantasy, all it takes is a couple of rushing touchdowns, and this guy is going to be head and shoulders above other guys in points this week. So, Teddy Bridgewater, a very nice pickup for very, very cheap.
Overpriced quarterbacks, the guys that I'm staying away from. I'll start it off, Sunday night matchup. This one may shock a lot of people, but Drew Brees, $8,100 versus the Packers. And I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And, Anthony, as you mentioned, it's like, what, 63 points on average the last time these teams have met. I'm staying away from Brees only because I don't expect Jimmy Graham to be in action. And Brees hasn't scored over 25 fantasy points once this season. has a couple games of 22, a couple games of 23. But that 25-point mark, I mentioned 25 because if you go back and look at the people that have won the million-dollar contest, they've all had a quarterback that have scored over 25 points. So Breeze hasn't met that mark yet. Without Jimmy Graham, $8,100 is just a little bit too expensive.
I 100% agree. Drew Brees, he's just basically going off his name, and that's why they're putting him up this high in this kind of salary. It's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a high-scoring game, but I'd rather spend a little bit extra money and get Aaron Rodgers in this contest than Drew Brees.
All right, Patriot fans are going to like to hear this one. Jay Cutler, overpriced quarterback at $7,000 versus the New England Patriots here in Week 8. You know what? Forget the locker room drama with him and Brandon Marshall. Just focus on the fact that matters, and that is, of course, Jay Cutler has thrown just one touchdown in each of his last two games, and he hasn't scored more than two touchdowns since Week 2. So this is a one- or two-touchdown guy for the most part since Week 2. That's not going to get you any money on DraftKings.
You can't trust Jay Cutler. It probably will be another high-scoring game, New England-Chicago. There is two decent offenses playing against each other, but I'd rather have New England Patriots players on my team because the Bears have a lot worse of a defense compared to the New England Patriots. The Patriots secondary, Cutler's thrown against Darrelle Revis all day. You don't really need to say much more than that. That New England secondary is good at shutting down the pass.
Mike Glennon has two touchdowns and one interception in each of his last three starts, and yet his price went up on DraftKings. In the past, he was $5,900, $5,500, $5,900 in his last three games. This week, he's $6,400. I have no idea why, but Mike Glennon is another quarterback to stay away from.
Insane price tag for Mike Glennon. Like you said, not really putting up points. He's had 2 weeks over 20 points, but just barely over 20 points in those 2 weeks. And like you said, when guys are winning this million-dollar contest, they're getting guys in their quarterback position who are putting up 30, 35, 40 points like Russell Wilson did last week.
All right, we're going over the best buy and overpriced players for the DraftKings Millionaire Maker Contest in Week 8. Remember, you can get a free entry to the Millionaire Maker Contest by going to ffchamps.com/million. $2.5 million in prizes, $1 million in cold hard cash going to the first place winner. Let's move over to the running backs. Best buy running backs. I love me some beast mode in Week 8. Marshawn Lynch, $7,100 versus the Carolina Panthers, who have given up 22 fantasy points or more to opposing running backs in four of their last five games.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch is just going to go beast mode. He's going to be himself this week. Russell Wilson put the team on his back last week in St. Louis, tried to pull out a win, couldn't get him to it. I think Marshawn Lynch is the guy this week that they're just going to feed him the ball, let Russell Wilson just throw the ball, give his legs a little bit of rest this week. Marshawn Lynch, they're going to ride him hard, and if you're trying to win $1 million, that's what you want. You want your running back to just get touch after touch after touch. Marshawn Lynch is going to be that guy this weekend.
Andre Ellington, $6,600, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll tell you what, Ellington, he's just been on fire lately, averaging 23 fantasy points per game in the full-point PPR format.
Yeah, Andre Ellington, and this guy, I saw a report earlier today that he said his foot's still not 100%.
Yeah.
When this guy comes back and he's 100% with that foot, forget it. He's going to be a stud, and he's putting up stud-type numbers this year already, even with an injured foot. So didn't get in the end zone last week, and he still put up 16 points. All this guy got to do is find the end zone, and you're going to have well over 20 points out of him this weekend.
In his last three games, I meant to say. All right, he's averaging 22 fantasy points or more. Ahmad Bradshaw, we said it earlier in the show, Trent Richardson not expected to play or questionable to play this weekend. I shouldn't say not expected. I shouldn't jump to conclusions live on the air. It's questionable to play with the hamstring injury. Either way, Ahmad Bradshaw has scored at least one time in five of his last six games, taking out a Pittsburgh Steelers defense this weekend, $5,900. Bradshaw comes at a pretty good price considering that he's been very productive.
Yeah, Bradshaw, awesome price. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're not the same Pittsburgh Steelers defense we're used to seeing, giving up double-digit points to a running back every single week virtually this year, 10, 11, 15, 17, 19, 13. Someone's putting up double digits on them every week. And when you have a guy like Ahmad Bradshaw who can run the ball and catch out of the backfield, it's PPR for $1 million. You got to factor that in too. So Ahmad Bradshaw, love him this weekend.
All right, my absolute steal at the running back spot. We talked about him a little bit earlier in the show. Joik Bell, $4,800 versus the Atlanta Falcons. Even if Reggie Bush plays, Bell's going to get plenty of action. The Falcons have the worst rushing defense in the entire league.
Yeah, and it's not getting better. It's getting worse as the season goes on. They're giving up 28.4 points a week to opposing running backs. I mean, if Reggie Bush doesn't play, Joique Bell should be in everybody's lineup. $4,800 is just insane. A wonderful number for a guy who's going to touch the ball a whole hell of a lot this weekend.
Big risk, small price. Travaris Cadet of the New Orleans Saints, $3,000. With Pierre Thomas out and the fact that DraftKings is a full-point PPR, I think Cadet could be a guy that's a sneaky steal at $3,000, but he does come at big risk because we do know the Saints like to spread the ball around.
Yeah, the Saints, Drew Brees, the aforementioned Drew Brees, loves to throw the ball to all over the field. Everybody on the team is going to get involved. So it's a little bit scary in that regard, but without Pierre Thomas, they need a running back who's going to catch out of the backfield because that's Drew Brees' bread and butter. You had Darren Sproles, you got Pierre Thomas the last couple of years. He loves doing that. Travaris Cadet could be that guy. So like you said, $3,000, great number for a guy who could potentially put up, you know, a running back two type numbers if everything in the stars align for him.
Overpriced running backs now. Arian Foster, $8,400 versus Titans. I'm staying away from him. I hate to say it, but I'm not a big fan of Shane Vereen against the Bears, only because he's at $6,200. I just think his price is just too much this week. More of a running back two in the PPR format, but when you have a bevy of options like you do on DraftKings, you don't have to spend as much money on a guy like Shane Vereen at $6,200. Very different if you're in a traditional fantasy league. But at $6,200, I'm staying away from Shane Vereen. And then Chris Ivory versus the Buffalo Bills. I know Ivory is really the only playmaker in that Jets offense, but he's playing against the number one rushing defense in the league, and at $5,000, it's just a brutal matchup. So I'm not using Chris Ivory either. Anthony, let's move over to the Best Buy wide receivers. Let's start it off. We mentioned his quarterback earlier, Tony Romo. How about Dez Bryant Monday night matchup against the Redskins for $6,900?
Yeah, man, Dez Bryant, he's one of those guys. I was surprised to see how low his number was this week. Usually he's in that, you know, guys in his caliber in that $7,500 range, maybe a little bit more, you know, your Randall Cobbs, Jordy Nelsons. Dez Bryant, $6,900, is a huge steal, and anytime he plays an NFC East opponent, he seems to just light them up and go off. So Monday night, bright lights, Dallas, NFC East matchup, Dez Bryant's going to have a huge game.
Other wide receivers that I like this weekend, how about Golden Tate, $6,500, especially if Calvin Johnson's not playing. Tate has double-digit targets and over 100 yards in three of his last four games. Jeremy Maclin taking on the Arizona Cardinals at $5,500. The price is certainly right for J-Mac, considering that the Arizona Cardinals are struggling when it comes to stopping the pass. But the absolute steal for me, Julian Edelman, $4,600 versus the Bears. It's a full-point PPR.
Yeah, again, we know Julian Edelman's not one to score touchdowns very frequently. He's not one of those kind of guys. But that you don't need that in this kind of league. You don't need a lot of touchdowns. If this guy catches 10 passes for 120 yards, it's still 22 points. So, yeah, maybe he doesn't get in the end zone very frequently. But Julian Edelman is just a beast when it comes to PPR formats. $4,600 is an insane number for someone with this much talent.
I totally agree with you. I think Edelman ends up getting to the end zone this weekend too, which should satisfy all fantasy members who are rolling out with Julian. Big risk, small price. Davante Adams, another player in that Saints-Packers game, $3,500 for Davante. Listen, he's number three on Aaron Rodgers' checklist. It's Jordy Nelson, it's Randall Cobb, and then it's Davante Adams. And for $3,500, you want to roll the dice with the guy that's playing for the Packers.
Yeah, I love, like I said, anybody in this matchup I love, but Davante Adams, he's the guy that I'm personally playing in a couple of my leagues, and I have him in a couple of my DraftKings lineups right now, so I love Davante Adams this weekend.
All right, overpriced wide receivers, guys that we're staying away from, we'll start it off with the somewhat of a letdown, Julio Jones, $7,000 versus the Detroit Lions. He hasn't scored since week three.
Yeah,
we're talking about Julio Jones here. No touchdown since week three. Are you kidding me?
Had that huge game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and hasn't really done much after that. So, yeah, $7,000 doesn't really isn't worth the commitment for someone like Julio Jones at this point. And going up against the Detroit Lions, who is a good secondary this year, they're not giving up a lot to wide receivers and quarterbacks. It's not worth that price tag for Julio Jones this weekend.
How about T.Y. Hilton, $6,800 versus the Pittsburgh Steelers? T.Y. is my man. I love him. I'm rolling him out in every league that I have him. But at $6,800, I'm just not using him this weekend. I think there's some other options in that price range, someone like a Golden Tate maybe, who's $300 less than our boy T.Y. Mohamed Sanu, $5,600 versus the Ravens. No A.J. Green. This situation's interesting with Sanu, isn't it, Ant?
Because very awkward two weeks ago, right now.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago we saw him play great. And then last week he was terrible.
Well, I mean, let's just say the entire Cincinnati team looked horrible last weekend,
they did.
We can't just put that on him. But, yeah, right. You're right. It's one of those things where, look, you know he's not A.J. Green as far as talent level, but he's the guy they're going to be throwing the ball to, so he should be playing a lot better, especially in a PPR-type league. Like we said, he's getting a lot of looks. He's got to play a little bit better. I'm not picking him up on my team this week just because of that price tag.
And by the way, if you ever do happen to read some of my articles on FF Champs, you'll always notice that if a player has a long name or a name with like multiple like consonants next to each other, like doubles, I always shorten it because I'm just too lazy to look up how to spell the proper name. Like,
that's okay. All
right, so for Sanu, I always write Mo Sanu.
Mo.
I'll never write Mohammed.
That's
never.
Okay. We know what you're talking about.
It'll always be Mo.
We know what you're talking about. That's all that matters.
Cordarrelle Patterson, like, I'm always confused with, like, is it two R's?
Two D's, two R's, yeah, there's E's, there's L's.
There's L's.
I don't know.
So it's always CPAT. Like, I just take that, you know, that journalistic license, and I use it. There's just some disclosure there. So Mohamed Sanu is always going to be Mo Sanu, and Cordarrelle Patterson, CPAT.
Totally okay.
Yeah, there's some other players like that, and when we come across them, I'll be sure to let everyone know who they are.
I love it.
Best Buy tight ends. You know, Greg Olsen, he's having an incredible season. I've been trying to trade for him the last couple of weeks. In the last three games, at least 6 catches and over 21 fantasy points in 2 of his last 3 outings. He's playing great.
Greg Olsen is a man possessed right now. He's playing phenomenal. Look, he's the one guy that Cam Newton can trust, that he knows. Look, Kelvin Benjamin having a great year for a rookie, but Greg Olsen is just the guy that he looks for Cam Newton looks for first all the time, and it's not going to stop. And especially in a PPR, this guy just gets target after target after target.
Yeah.
Takes on the Seattle Seahawks this weekend, one of the 3 worst defenses at stopping tight ends, and they're a lot better at stopping wide receivers. So Greg Olsen, if I'm putting anyone from the Carolina Panthers on my team to take a risk to make $1 million, Greg Olsen is that guy, hands down.
And I also like Jordan Reed, $4,000 versus the Cowboys. Cowboys are giving up the most points to opposing tight ends. Why not use them?
Yeah, another guy, just way too cheap when you're looking at guys like Jimmy Graham, who obviously we're going to get into in a minute. But, yeah, Jordan Reed, just great price tag for someone like that who can go off against a team that's that bad. You never know. Vernon Davis caught 2 touchdowns the first weekend. So if Jordan Reed gets in the end zone a couple times, I'm okay with that.
And, of course, I do have an absolute steal for the tight end spot. That's Dwayne Allen, $3,900 versus the Steelers. I think with Reggie Wayne a little bit banged up, I think Allen could see some more targets. Now, he's been scoring a lot, 5 touchdowns in his last 7 games. He's just not getting a ton of receptions. But I think that might change this weekend with Reggie Wayne a little bit banged up.
Yeah, when you don't have another wide receiver to look to if you're Andrew Luck, you basically go into T.Y. Hilton, and then after that you're going to have to start looking at your tight ends this weekend. And Dwayne Allen, he's going to be the guy to benefit the most. Like you said, not a whole lot of receptions, but he's got a nose for the end zone, seems to get in there virtually every single week. So if he can add 3-4 more receptions and get some more yardage on top of the touchdown and the 40, 50 yards he gets every week, it's great. I love it. So Dwayne Allen, a guy that you should definitely keep an eye on for a price that's that low.
Some overpriced tight ends, guys I'm staying away from. I have to mention it. Jimmy Graham, $5,600. He was active last week. He didn't register a single touch. So I'm staying away from Jimmy Graham at all costs. And then Delanie Walker, $4,300 versus the Texans. I know at the top of the show, I asked you who was going to benefit or who was going to, you know, not be worse off with Zach Mettenberger under center. You said Delanie Walker. I said Kendall Wright. I think it could be either one of them. But Delanie Walker at $4,300, I'd rather see his chemistry with Mettenberger before I choose to use him.
Yeah, I don't want to risk anybody from the Titans on my team this week. But, yeah, Delanie Walker, way too high of a price tag. You already mentioned Jordan Reed's under that price.
Yep.
You've got a guy like Charles Clay under that price. You got a guy like Zach Ertz way under that price, $1,000 less. You've got a lot of options to save a lot of money to spend in other positions. I'm not taking a chance on Delanie Walker this weekend until I know that he is Mettenberger's go-to guy. If Mettenberger keeps playing after this week, who knows?
Someone just chimed in on Twitter, by the way. the Lions and Falcons game starts at 3:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
That's one of our Patriots.com listeners just hit us up on Twitter. I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, if you're not a Falcons or Lions fan in Hawaii, I don't blame you for sleeping past that game.
Yeah, you're not watching it.
God.
But yeah, so that does it for our Best Buy overpriced players. You can check out the full article on FF Champs. Get your free entry into the Millionaire Maker Contest for Week 8 by going to ffchamps.com/million. And remember, they're not doing this contest next week. I think the next time is going to be week 11 or week 12 from what I'm being told by the guys over at DraftKings. So ffchamps.com/million will get you the free entry. You'll be able to compete for the $1 million first place and $2.5 million in total cash prizes. Now, Anthony, the emails are stacking up, and the phone lines are getting busy as well. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Let's take a quick break, recharge some of these batteries. I'll get a glass of water. We'll dive into the emails. We'll take some phone calls. We'll help people with their Week 8 lineups. That's all coming up next right here on the Fantasy Football Champs.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Go. All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs here in Week 8 on Patriots.com Radio. We are live for the next, I don't know, 40 minutes or so. So if you want to give us a call at 855-728-7500, now's a good time to do that. We'll be diving into your emails as well, webradio@patriots.com. Don't forget, if you're listening to us on demand via the Patriot mobile app or on iTunes or a podcast or somewhere on the patriots.com website, you can always hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps, at the PPR Monster, at Bill Enright. We're always answering your lineup questions as we get a little bit closer to Sunday. So what do you say we dive into some emails, man, because they are coming up hot and heavy.
Whole lot of them. We've got to get into them right now. We have to do it.
Yeah. Who do we have up first today? I believe it's
first one,
Leon.
Yeah, Leon, yep.
DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Kendall Wright, or Brian Quick, pick two. PPR league here.
I'm going to go DeAndre and Keenan Allen. Can't trust Kendall Wright with a new quarterback this week, and
yep.
Brian Quick kind of has been slowing down, so I'm going DeAndre and Keenan Allen.
I agree with you there. Leon also has another question. Carson Palmer or Matthew Stafford?
Man. I like the matchup with Carson Palmer this weekend. I have no problem playing him over Matt Stafford just because he's got such a nice matchup. Matthew Stafford hasn't been playing like Matthew Stafford of last year, the year before, without Calvin Johnson on the field. I mean, Golden Tate's looking good. Matthew Stafford just not looking like that stud quarterback we're used to seeing.
Yes, I know. It's kind of maddening, actually.
Yeah, extremely frustrating if you're a Stafford owner, that's for sure. I mean, once Calvin Johnson gets healthy, he's going to be back in that elite top four, top five type quarterback. But, you know, this week, then he's got his bye week. If Calvin Johnson doesn't play this week, he's definitely be back for their next game after the bye. So I'm okay with playing Carson Palmer over Matt Stafford this week. Personally, I think that's what I would do.
Okay, and next one, Nick Foles or Stafford?
Same thing, a better matchup for Nick Foles. Yeah. So, yeah, if you got two different leagues, play both those guys that are going head-to-head.
Next question is from Gary. You know, Gary, when you sign your name at the end of the email, do you write Grace, Anthony?
I usually go first name and then last, but that's just me personally. I've seen it every which way you could think of.
You have? I've never seen it last name, first name.
It's ever. Rare, but I've seen it.
Well, our friend Gary is one of those rare people that signed his name.
Very professional.
Dyslexic or backwards. Okay. I need help this week. Who to start? Wide receiver, running back, flex. In standard league, non-PPR, I just traded Terrence Williams and Chris Ivory for Brandon Marshall. He mentions that he started that 0-4, then he found our radio show, and he turned his season around, and he's now 3-4, so that's good news.
All right, nice.
I just traded the wide receiver Terrence Williams and Chris Ivory for Brandon Marshall. I hope that's okay. If not, I can always cancel the trade. He has Brandon Marshall. He's giving away Brandon Marshall for Chris Ivory and Terrence Williams. He's got Brandon LaFell, Calvin Benjamin, Muhammad Sanu, Devonta Adams. No, he needs Brandon Marshall on this team.
Yeah, you need a. If you do that, you have no stud at wide receiver. That's just,
zero.
I don't like it.
No, he needs to keep Marshall. So our friend Gary there, you need to cancel that trade immediately.
Yeah.
His starters look easy to me. Two running backs, it's Matt Forte and it's Eddie Lacy.
That's without question.
Wide receiver, Brandon Marshall and Calvin Benjamin.
I'm okay with that, yeah. I'm not a huge Calvin Benjamin guy this weekend, but looking at what he's got, I mean, I'm okay with Devonta Adams, but over Calvin Benjamin at this point, not consistent enough in my mind.
Flex, Jerick McKinnon, Mark Ingram, or your boy Devonta Adams?
I'm going to go Jerick McKinnon. I like Jerick McKinnon. Yeah, running back in the flex position, usually your best bet. Again, guy number one there, going to get his touches. Tampa Bay, not very good against stopping running backs. I would go Jerick McKinnon. He can catch the ball out of the backfield, too.
King Dog in Jacksonville says, Dear Bill and Ant, standard scoring league with Geo and Ellington questionable. Would you start Vereen and Joik in their place? I don't think you have to worry about either one of Giovanni Bernard or Andre Ellington. They've been questionable. Andre Ellington's been questionable since week one.
Yeah.
And he hasn't practiced on Wednesday since week one. So that's just going to be a technicality every week. You do not have to worry about Andre Ellington playing. Who is a better flex option this week between those four, along with Michael Floyd, DeAndre Hopkins, or Brandon Cooks? Well, I'm leaving those wide receivers out of it. I think his running backs are good enough that he has to play three of those four.
Yeah, Joik Bell's got to be your third, I think. Yeah, I mean, with that matchup in Atlanta, especially no Reggie Bush if he doesn't play, Joik's got to be your flex in this weekend.
James from the United Kingdom, where I guess, you know, it's funny because you and I are over here complaining about 9:30 a.m. start for the Falcons and the Lions, but, you know, poor James, who's apparently a diehard NFL fan, he lived in the United Kingdom. He's probably dealing with, like what time does a Sunday night game start for him?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's the next morning, basically. Yeah. Aren't they ahead of us, I think?
Monday night game, too. So I guess, you know, we really can't complain. Only four or five games a year over in London, and this just one happens to be 9:30 a.m. It's really not that bad.
Yeah. All the talk about a team going in London, I don't know about that. That'd be pretty wild to see if it happens, but I'm hoping it doesn't. No offense, James. We love you, but team over there is too much.
All right. He needs two running backs out of flex out of this group. Justin Forsett, Joik Bell, Brandon Oliver, Calvin Benjamin, Roddy White, and Julian Edelman.
With half-point PPR, I'm going to go Forsett and Joik Bell as my running backs, and yep. I'm going to throw Julian Edelman in as my flex.
Okay. No Shane Vereen, no Brandon Oliver?
No, I'm going to stick with Julian Edelman. I like him this weekend, and especially if you're getting some points for a reception, I'm okay with Julian Edelman in that flex position.
Team 2, standard scoring, needs a wide receiver, 2 and a flex. Calvin Benjamin, Edelman, Floyd, Shane Vereen, McKinnon. I'm guessing you're going to go with Edelman and McKinnon here.
I'm definitely going in McKinnon as my flex, but...
Standard league, so maybe no Edelman this time? Standard league, maybe you're going Benjamin or Floyd?
Standard league, I'm gonna go Michael Floyd in there. Nice. I like that matchup more than Calvin Benjamin, so I would go Michael Floyd and Jerick McKinnon in the second team.
I'm with you on that one. Team 3, full-point PPR, needs a flex. Shane Vereen, Ronnie Hillman, Vincent Jackson, Sammy Boy.
Man, a couple good options there. I'm going to go Shane Vereen just because he's the running back. He can catch out of the backfield like Shane Vereen.
I'm going to go with Sammy Watkins. So, PPR, I like him.
It's 1A, 1B in my mind with those two guys. So
yep.
Definitely.
It is. So we're going to take a break from the emails. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. DJ in Miami is in a 12-team standard league. You're up next on the Fantasy Football Champs. What's up, DJ?
Hey, guys. Greetings from sunny South Florida.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Got a little wide receiver two situation. I have Keenan Allen, Brandon LaFell, and Roddy White, and I don't know who to start.
What'd you say your scoring was?
It's a regular format. No PPR.
Okay. Roddy White, I actually have in the middle. I'm not going with Brandon LaFell when you have Roddy White or Keenan Allen. I guess I'm going with Roddy White.
Yeah.
I would go Keenan Allen personally, but you know, they're ranked relatively close together, so again, another toss up type situation.
Nothing is telling me that Keenan Allen will play any better than he has the last couple of weeks. Roddy White, on the other hand, 15 targets last week, 9 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown.
All right, and if you had to start one of those in the – right now I have McFadden in the flex. Would you start maybe – should I put Keenan Allen in the flex, or should I leave McFadden in there?
You know, I have to be honest with you. This is going to be the highest Darren McFadden is rated all year long on our website. He's number 26. That's RB2 territory in a 12-team league. I leave in Darren McFadden. Denard Robinson ran all over the Browns this year. Every running back is running all over the Browns this year. McFadden, the only player that I don't like, the only player that I like less than Jake Locker is Darren McFadden, and I have to give him a compliment. He's actually been doing pretty well lately.
Yeah. Darren McFadden is playing very well of late, so I would keep him in that flex spot this weekend.
Yeah. Flex zone for Darren McFadden.
All right, that's all I got for you guys. Thanks.
All right, thanks, DJ. Best of luck to you. We go from DJ in Miami to Avi in Miami, who's back on the line. Avi, what happened?
I don't know. I lost you guys. Sorry about that.
It sounds like was your girlfriend paying your cell phone bill?
Sorry, go ahead.
Was your girlfriend paying your cell phone bill, and she, like, cut off your...
No, I still have her gym membership. I need to figure out how to, like, deactivate that thing.
You pay for her gym membership?
Yeah, man, she's got to stay tight. I'll pay for that.
Not anymore, she doesn't.
No, now she can pork around.
Well, what are you going to do about that?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
What's the policy? Is it a year membership?
Those $1 million.
Is it a year membership?
No, it's a monthly membership. I'll figure it out.
What kind of gym? What gym is it?
L.A. So you have to go there. You can't just call. I tried calling already. You have to actually go there.
It's L.A. gym in Miami.
Like South Florida, Davey.
Oh.
Yeah, it sucks. Miami girls, man. They're nice for a week. Stay away from them for a year.
All right, before you ask about a quarterback, what are you asking now?
Well, no, I asked about a quarterback, and now it's just, all right, so pick one. It's a receiver. It's standard league. I got Doug Baldwin, Kelvin Benjamin, Michael Floyd, Brandon Cooks, and Piercy. No way. That's what do you think? I think they said, well, what would you guys think?
I think Floyd. Anthony, what about you?
Yeah, Michael Floyd. Agreed. Like him a lot this weekend.
Okay. All right. And if you can, for a flex, if between all those guys and sprinkle Vereen, right?
Standard league, I might go Kelvin. Yeah, I'm very curious. Why don't you like Kelvin Benjamin this weekend? It's just because he's playing against the Legion of Boom?
I think that's a big factor, and the fact that Seattle is so bad at stopping tight ends, I think this is just Greg Olsen's week to just blow up, and that's the only reason. I'm not anti-Kelvin Benjamin. I mean, I know I put him on my sit list, but a lot of times with my sits, it's not so much I don't think they're going to perform. It's just you kind of got to temper expectations sometimes, and I think this is just Olsen's week to shine the biggest he can for the season. So that's my reasoning behind Kelvin Benjamin. If someone plays him, I don't blame them at all because he's playing great this year, but – that's my reasoning for this weekend.
Ain't one of, like, the rookie receivers one of the Ten Commandments?
What?
I thought one of the Ten Commandments was, like, never draft or, like, you know, expect too much on a rookie receiver.
Nah, I think you're making that one up.
No, yeah, that was
that's an amendment.
That's an Avi amendment. That's not one of our amendments.
I'll see you guys.
All right, thank you for calling us twice today. 2 times in one day. It's a pleasure talking to Avi.
We haven't talked to him for a while, so it makes up for it. It's totally okay.
Well, now we know why. His girlfriend dumped him.
That's it, man. You focus on fantasy football. Do not worry about it. You're only going to be better from now on.
Listen, I don't care. Unless you're dating, like, I don't know, Kate Upton, I'm not sending the girl flowers, $275 worth of flowers, 3 weeks after she broke up with me. That's not something I'm doing.
Damn right.
Fantasy football advice and relationship advice here on the Thursday Week 8 episode of the Fantasy Football Champs. We're going to take a little break, but I do want to come back. We're going to finish strong with emails, finish strong with phone calls, and then we'll get into our primetime pick'em, where Anthony, Kevin, and I will go through the Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night games, and we'll also reveal who's been doing the best and who's been doing the worst, who needs to step up their game. That's all coming up next. Final segment, Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you. All aboard!
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradioandpatriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, final segment of the Fantasy Football Champs here in Week 8 of the NFL season. Chargers and Broncos kicking off just a few hours as we're broadcasting live here on Patriots.com radio. We'll get into the picks and predictions for the primetime games in just a little bit. But, Anthony, I do want to get back to the emails as we still have a lot of people to help out with their start and sit lineup questions for this week.
A lot of them keep coming in, too. So let's keep going, man.
Where do we leave off? Do you have that handy and ready?
Let me see. The next one I got from Jim in Connecticut right now.
Okay.
It says, hey, guys, a few quick hits to fill up my roster, all one-point PPR leagues. Flex, Andre Ellington or Shane Vereen?
Ellington.
Agreed. Two or three of these wide receivers to put in the lineup. Sammy Watkins, Pierre Garçon, Brandon Marshall.
Watkins and Marshall.
Yep, definitely. And Tony Romo or Russell Wilson?
I'm going to go with Romo there. Monday Night Magic.
I'm okay with that. I mean, these are both guys that should be putting up points, but I have no problem putting Tony Romo in there. Again, it's a coin flip situation, so you're definitely good to go.
Yeah.
All right. There you go, Jim. Got you hooked up.
Nice.
All right. Next up, Pavin in New Jersey emailing in. Says, hey, Bill and Anthony, a 10-team standard league trade question. He would be receiving Aaron Rodgers, Ruben Randall, for Matthew Stafford, Shane Vereen, Kelvin Benjamin. Giving up too much?
Well, it's clear that Aaron Rodgers is really the difference maker in this trade, right? Because he's
Definitely.
Giving up Stafford, he's getting back Rodgers. So that's great. Looking at his roster now, he has Demaryius Thomas, Julio Jones, Michael Floyd, and then he's got Josh Gordon waiting in the wing. So Kelvin Benjamin isn't that much of a loss.
Nope.
His running backs, LeSean McCoy, Andre Ellington, Brandon Oliver, really Shane Vereen is like his running back three or four. I'm fine with that. I think he's making an upgrade to his team by getting Rodgers, and he's not losing a whole lot by giving up Benjamin. He's taking a hit at running back, but Oliver, McCoy, and Ellington, I mean, I think you'd do that trade.
I totally agree. I would do it. Aaron Rodgers is a huge upgrade over Matt Stafford. You still have two solid running backs, two solid wide receivers right now. When Josh Gordon comes back, you got three studs at wide receivers. So I'm 100% I'm in with this trade.
There you go.
Also, needs to know this week, a wide receiver two and a flex between Julio Jones, Kelvin Benjamin, Michael Floyd, Shane Vereen, and Brandon Oliver.
I think it's got to be Julio Jones, right?
You can't sit Julio Jones. I mean, he's a stud. You're not sitting Julio Jones right now, so he's your wide receiver two. Who do you like in that flex position?
Standard league, I might have to just, I don't know, I might have to go with the hot-handed Oliver.
No dispute for me on that one. Brandon Oliver is playing wonderfully right now, definitely helping everybody who picked him up. So I'm totally cool with Brandon Oliver staying in your lineup and your flex position.
Yep.
All right, next up.
Yo también.
Yo también. All right. I don't speak Spanish, but hey. I took a little bit in high school. Don't remember any of it.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
No say. No say was my favorite phrase because I didn't know what the hell was going on half the time.
No say?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means I don't know.
Oh.
That's all I got.
No say.
Papas fritas. That's French fries. I can get around if I ever need to in Mexico. Get me some food and that's about it.
Papas fritas? No say.
All right. That's all I'm going to be saying everywhere I go. So they'll take me to the food. That's all that matters. I'll figure it out from there. All right. Next up, we got our buddy Andrew from Cali. Quick questions, which I love from this guy. PPR league. He needs two wide receivers, two running backs, and a flex. We got Brandon Marshall, Manuel Sanders, Julian Edelman, Le'Veon Bell, Gio Bernard, Vereen, and Joik Bell.
All right, well, we're using three running backs here. It's Bell, Bell, Bernard.
Yes.
And then it's Marshall and Sanders.
Yeah, I'm in with that. Totally cool.
You have to use Droik Bell this week and not Julian Edelman. I know it's tough in the PPR league, but I'm expecting big, big things from Droik Bell this week. Top 10 production.
Yeah, he's going to have a huge week this week. Love Droik Bell this week.
Yeah,
for sure. Next up, our buddy Richard says, hey, guys, 16-team PPR league. Pierre Thomas is available on waivers on Saturday in our league. Do you think I should drop one of the following running backs for him? Lamar Miller, Brandon Oliver, Doug Martin, or Trey Mason?
Absolutely not.
All right. Easy enough.
No.
Like it. Next up, Big Shooter. Big Shooter's in the house. Four, I'm out on the golf course, so I may not be able to get back in time to hear you guys answer my question. Plan to listen to the podcast, though. He says, 12-team, non-PPR league, 6 points for all touchdowns. Two running backs, two wide receivers, and a flex out of the following. Andre Ellington, Eddie Lacy, Brandon Oliver, Demaryius Thomas, Pierre Garçon, Michael Floyd.
All right, so he needs two running backs here. Ellington and Lacy are in for me.
Yes.
And then I'm going to go with Oliver in the flex.
Yep. And then
two wide receivers are Demaryius Thomas and Michael Floyd's 21 and Garçon's 20. Or 21 and 22. I'm going to go with Garçon. I want that Monday night matchup.
I have no problem with that. I would flip Garçon and Michael Floyd personally, but I understand why you want to go with Garçon Monday night. Nice matchup against Dallas. A lot of points should be put on the board. No problem at all with that.
All right.
All right. Next up is our buddy Fabrizio. Paisans, love the expertise you provide on a weekly basis. Grazie, grazie. Just traded Big Ben and Droik Bell for Drew Brees. Any thoughts?
If there's any year that you want to trade for Drew Brees, it's not this year.
Very true. But you know what? It's a big upgrade over Ben Roethlisberger as your number one quarterback. And, still got some solid running backs on his squad, which we're about to get into. So he's got a quarterback, Alex Smith, or Drew Brees?
Drew Brees. I mean, you just traded for the guy.
You can't sit a guy you just traded for. Brees, for sure. Two running backs out of Andre Ellington, Justin Forsett, or the quarterback you didn't select. So it's a flex position where you can play a quarterback.
Leave it Ellington, take out Forsett, put in Alex Smith.
There you go. Travis Kelce or Jordan Reed as a tight end.
Reed.
Definitely. And Pierre Garçon or Allen Robinson as a wide receiver.
This is the first Allen Robinson question we got, and I think it was on Tuesday where I said he's kind of a mix between Marshall and Anquan Boldin.
Yeah.
And I was like, did I really just make that analysis on air? So I went back and watched that Jaguar game, and he looks really good. He's really strong. He looks like he's running the right routes, which is surprising for a rookie. But him and Blake Bortles seem to have really good chemistry. So I'm not going to use Allen Robinson over Pierre Garçon, but in a 14-team league, Allen Robinson could be actually one of the best pick or pickups for our boy Fabrizio this year, especially if something were to happen to some of his other wide receivers. I'm really feeling Allen Robinson, actually.
Yeah, Allen Robinson was a guy before the NFL draft happened. They were talking about him being in that back end of the first round. I totally understand why. Big guy, good hands, good route running. He can do a little bit of everything. So, Allen Robinson, if you picked him up off of waivers this year, great pickup.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got one from Keegan. Says, hey, guys, straight to the point. My team is 2-5, and I seemingly can't make any moves right now. Traded away all my depth and bought low on some big name guys to try and make a run. A lot of questions about quarterbacks and Marshall on Revis Island and many other things. So here's the lineup. Let's just see, you know, if we can take anybody out for anyone on this bench, basically.
Okay.
10-team standard scoring. Would you take Matt Ryan out for Carson Palmer?
I think I would. I think I would do that. I'd put in Palmer this week, yeah.
Yeah. Carson Palmer's on his waiver wire, but that's the best quarterback available, and he's got Matt Ryan or Jay Cutler on his team.
Usually I wouldn't stream a quarterback, but he needs to win this week. I mean, he's 2-5. It's now or never time, so use the best possible quarterback for this week And that's Carson Palmer of the guys he's mentioned.
Definitely. He's got LeSean McCoy, Eddie Lacy, and as the running backs, that's not coming out. Got Brandon Marshall and A.J. Green, and currently at wide receiver. No A.J. Green playing, so more than likely. We don't know for sure. But if A.J. Green doesn't play, who would you flip into that wide receiver too? We got Michael Floyd, Emmanuel Sanders, Kelvin Benjamin. That's it.
Well, for starters, I'd put in Emmanuel Sanders and at wide receiver. I'd take out A.J. Green.
Yep.
So you at least know that Brandon Marshall and Emmanuel Sanders are playing. You have to do it now, though, because Denver Broncos and the Chargers are kicking off tonight. So you're putting Sanders in at the wide receiver spot. And then if you want to use A.J. Green, it's always smart to put him in the flex, because with a guy that's injured, at least in the flex, you can sneak in a running back. You don't have to rely on just a wide receiver. So that's my suggestion for anyone out there dealing with maybe a Calvin Johnson, a Jimmy Graham, someone like Reggie Bush. Don't put them in their positional spot. Put them in their flex spot if they're eligible. This way you have more options. You have more options to use in that flex, a running back, a wide receiver, or a tight end. So never pigeonhole yourself by putting an injured player in at their proper position. Just a little piece of advice there.
Yeah.
So wide receiver flex, if he wants to use A.J. Green for now, I mean, that's fine, but eventually he's going to have to put in Michael Floyd, because I think you and I both know that Green's not playing.
Yeah, not looking good for him. And what about his tight end? You got Jimmy Graham in there now, but Zach Ertz is on his bench.
See, that one's tough because Jimmy Graham's playing on Sunday night. I do like Zach Ertz this week. Great matchup against the Arizona Cardinals. I have him ranked at number 10. I guess I'd put in Ertz. Play it safe, put in Ertz.
That's what I would do, too. Yeah, Jimmy Graham, I just, you know, until I see him do it again, I guess you got to take a chance on someone that you know is playing well right now.
Yeah.
All right, next up, go ahead.
No, I just said what's next.
Oh, next up, we got James. It needs a tight end, Delanie Walker or Kobe Fleener?
I'm still rolling with Delanie Walker.
Yeah, between the two guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally in with that. If A.J. Green should be out, should he bench Gio Bernard for Tre Mason?
No. Come on.
Definitely not.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Yeah, I understand why you think, you know, Baltimore might be stacking the box, trying to stop the run, but Gio Bernard can do everything. He can run up the middle, he can run to the sides, he can catch passes out of the backfield. Without A.J. Green on the field, Gio Bernard is their biggest weapon. They got to get the ball in his hands. You can't put him on your bench right now.
Not for Tre Mason.
Definitely not. All right. Kevin from Maryland next up. Hey, guys. PPR league, return yards and return TDs count towards individual players. We need two wide receivers, two running backs, quarterback, and a flex. So basically a full lineup here.
Yeah.
All right. Running back options. Vereen, Ellington, Ingram, Alfred Morris, Ahmad Bradshaw.
I think you have to use Ahmad Bradshaw. He's the clear-cut best guy out of this group. And then Ellington's right behind him.
Yeah, I like Bradshaw.
That's much of a question.
Yeah, Bradshaw and Ellington definitely as the running backs.
Absolutely.
Wide receivers, Demaryius Thomas obviously going to be in the lineup. A.J. Green, if he doesn't play, he's going to be out. So let's assume A.J. Green's not playing. Who you put next to Demaryius Thomas? Corderell, Eddie Royal, Roddy White, Michael Floyd.
Michael Floyd.
Okay, Michael Floyd, I'm in.
That's really too bad, man, because I'll tell you what. He probably went wide receiver in the first two rounds, Demaryius Thomas and A.J. Green.
Yeah.
And this guy's running backs are still really, really good. He's still got Vereen, Ellington. Ahmad Bradshaw was a huge either late-round draft pick or pickup. And this guy's got a legit team, and it's just too bad that A.J. Green's not playing right now.
Yeah, once he comes back, this team's going to be very, very strong. And what about a flex between all we have left? Are we thinking Shane Vereen against Chicago?
Yeah, that probably makes the most sense.
Yeah, agreed. What about quarterback Philip Rivers or Russell Wilson?
Philip Rivers. I gotta put in Rivers.
Philip Rivers. Yeah, man, he's looking good the last couple weeks. Yeah, the last couple of years, actually. Last year he had a huge comeback, so I love it. All right. Next up, we got Ike and Charlie. He says, "Hey champs, fantastic He-Man reference on Tuesday. Loved it."
Nice. See,
all right.
I know that it's not. It's listen, the action hero movies, was He-Man a comic book at one point? I don't even know.
It was a cartoon. I remember watching the cartoon.
I know it was a cartoon, but it's not like an Iron Man or a Superman or a Batman. He-Man is a little bit off the radar. You know, even before all these DC and Marvel movies, the last, you know, 10 years or whatever, this is like a Dolph Lundgren 80s kind of movie where it was just a random thing that popped into my head, but we've got a lot of, we've got a lot of actually good feedback from it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anytime you have some sort of 80s cartoon, obscure movie reference, people love it. They always love it.
I actually went back on YouTube and tried to listen for the Cosmic Key sound, and I saw some pretty good clips of the He-Man movie. Dolph Lundgren, man.
Oh, God, Dolph Lundgren. I love it.
And were you an Entourage fan?
I don't have HBO, so I never really watch it, but I've always heard great things about it.
Because on Entourage, one of the characters, Vinny Chase's brother, Johnny, right? Johnny Drama. Yeah, Johnny Drama. I'm losing it here. Johnny Drama always yells out, "Victory! Victory!" And I'm watching the He-Man clip and Dolph Lundgren, and the last thing he says is, "Victory!" So I wonder if, like, that was... Now, in the show Entourage, it was from Viking Quest. Victory. They always yelled, "Victory!" But I don't know. I just thought it was a weird coincidence that in He-Man, they also yelled, "Victory."
That's great.
I just put that together.
Ike also titled the subject for this email, "By the Power of Grayskull," which I also love, you know, nice. Just want to throw that out there.
Very good.
Okay, so he's got a couple quick questions here. First one, we got the Cincinnati Bengals defense ranked number one on the rest of the way rankings, so he picked them up. He just wanted to know why they're ranked so high.
Yeah,
Cincinnati that seems pedestrian, he thinks.
They're ranked so high because I didn't change it this week.
Well, then there you go. They're not a bad defense. They're a relatively solid defense to have, but, you know, you can't take last week against Andrew Luck into that much account. Andrew Luck toasts everybody he plays, so it really don't matter.
Yes.
All right. He needs a flex play for us in a 10-team non-PPR league. We need to help him. Terrence Williams, Bishop Sankey, or Bryce Brown?
Terrence Williams, Bishop Sankey, or Bryce Brown? I'm not using Bryce Brown until I see him.
Yep.
And I'm not using, I'm not using Terrence West either.
Williams, Terrence West Williams.
Is, okay, thank God. I'm using Terrence Williams. I'm not using Bishop Sankey.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I don't like anything I've seen out of Sankey really this year. Bryce Brown, we don't know what we're getting. Terrence Williams is your best bet, most consistent as at this point.
Yeah.
And his final question, should he drop Jason Witten for Zach Ertz altogether or drop Sankey instead and pick up Zach Ertz?
He should drop one of them, Sankey or Witten. I think Witten's droppable at this point. It's sad, but it's true. Yeah, Gavin Escobar has more touchdowns in one game than Jason Witten has all year. So
I'm totally okay with dropping Jason Witten. He definitely is just not playing like he was, you know, the last couple of years. He's slowing down, so drop him. Yeah, Zach Ertz is definitely a lot better of a player the rest of the way at tight end.
It's tough, but... It's the truth. I'm sorry, but it is.
I'd rather hang on to Sankey just on the fact alone that he could, you know, emerge and slowly get better. And you never know. You know what you're getting at Jason Witten already, and I don't like it. So that's what I would do.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, next up we got Jeffrey. 12-team standard scoring, need a flex and a tight end. Flex options are Denard Robinson, Eric Decker, Andre Holmes.
Denard Robinson, Eric Decker, Andre Holmes. What's the scoring?
12-team standard.
Going with Andre Holmes here?
Yeah, I like Andre Holmes this week. I mean, Decker, I don't want him in my lineup. So it would come down to Denard and Andre Holmes. Both guys that kind of aren't showing you things consistently yet, just kind of popped up the last couple weeks. I would take my chance on Andre Holmes only because I think Cleveland comes home angry, starts beating up on the Raiders, and they're going to have to throw the ball. So I'm going to go Andre Holmes out of the flex options.
I'm going to go with Decker. I think he's a little bit more reliable.
Okay. And tight end, Jordan Cameron or Travis Kelce?
Cameron.
All right, I'm in. No problem with that at all. Next up, John emailing in. He says, huge fan of the show, listen at work every week.
Nice.
Thank you, John.
Like to hear that.
10-team standard scoring league. I'm getting frustrated with my stars not performing, wondering if you guys can help out my lineup. So here's the starting lineup. Tell me if you don't like anybody in here. Brady, Brandon Marshall, Julian Edelman, Marshawn Lynch, Hillman, Gronk, and his flex situation is Mohamed Sanu, and he's got Anthony Dixon in there for his second flex right now.
Now,
he's got a couple guys on his bench he can throw in there. He's got Andre Holmes, LaFell, Travis Kelce, Sproles, and Malcolm Floyd.
Yeah, I don't. I think he's fine.
The only change maybe I would make is Andre Holmes for Anthony Dixon, just because I don't know what we're getting out of Dixon
yet. Yeah, that's a good move, especially since playing against the Jets. You know, the Jets are a tough matchup. That's why a lot of people rushed out to get Bryce Brown and Anthony Dixon. We kind of said, you know, just you have to keep in mind that the Jets are a really tough D, and next week they have the bye. So it's tough this weekend for those Bills running backs because we don't know who's going to get the ball. We don't know who's going to get more carries, and it's a tough matchup.
Yeah, 100% agree. Those are two guys I didn't really touch this week, and for the reasons you just named, so totally agree with that.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got Joey emailing in. He says, thank you so much for helping me to somehow move to 6-1 after nice. Week one lowest score in the league. All right, so start off 0-1, horrible score, 6 in a row, rattled him off. So good job, Joey. We like that.
Yeah.
Going up against the highest scoring team this weekend, Peyton, Demaryius, Julius Thomas combo.
Out.
Ooh, it's tough. All right, two questions, non-PPR, flex position, currently having Kelvin Benjamin, worried about the Sherman Seattle keeping him down. How do you feel about replacing him with Davante Adams, especially being on Aaron Rodgers' radar now?
One's a wide receiver 3, the other one's a wide receiver 1. To me, it's not a question.
Definitely. All right, and their defense counts yardage and points against. I've been streaming and I've been stuck with the Ravens the last few weeks, and they helped me win with 21 points last week. Do I trust Baltimore or Cincinnati, especially if A.J. Green's out, or drop for Dallas or Kansas City?
I like Kansas City defense this weekend.
Dallas defense this weekend, too.
I like that. Yeah, I like Dallas defense, too. I would go with either one of those. I'd probably go with Dallas, actually. You're right. Dallas, Ant.
All right, let's learn Dallas Cowboys. We got two more emails, and then we are done with everything.
Good.
All right.
Good that we're done, but just good that we got through everybody.
This one coming from the R&W Management. Not sure who that is, but you know who you are out there, so we're going to answer your question. Would you roll with both Zach Ertz and Jordan Reed this week, one being tight end, the other being a flex? At flex, it'll be whoever I don't start at wide receiver 3. So basically, it's either going to be Jordan Reed, Cordarrelle Patterson, or Trey Mason.
So it's Patterson, Mason, or Ertz, right?
Right, right.
I'm going to stick with Ertz.
I think you have to with that option. I mean, Trey Mason, same thing. Not 100% sure what we're getting with him. Haven't seen enough. Kansas City Chiefs are a good defense. They haven't let a touchdown up to a running back all season yet through the air or on the ground. So can't trust Trey Mason that far. And Cordarrelle Patterson, we all know what he's been doing. So I would definitely keep the Zach Ertz-Jordan Reed tight end combo in there for you. And I think that'll be your best bet.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, cool. And finally, we're going to close out today with Craig from Wisconsin emailing us. He says, hey, guys, catch your show as often as I can. Thank you for all your knowledge. You're welcome, Craig. Thank you. What we can.
Yep.
12-team, half-point PPR league. Steve Smith or Sammy Watkins?
I can't leave my boy Steve Smith on the bench.
Steve Smith is just all year playing like a great, great old-school Steve Smith, what we saw, you know, 4 or 5 years ago in Carolina. So Steve Smith, you can't take him out of your lineup right now until he has a couple down games.
Yeah, you got to leave him in.
All right.
He's just too dangerous.
All right. Next question from Craig is a full-point PPR league. He needs a running back and a flex. Ellington, Joik, Vereen.
You can stop there with Ellington and Joik.
All right. Ellington and Joik, I totally agree.
Yeah.
And last question, full point PPR. Need a running back, a wide receiver, and a flex. Joik, Jerick McKinnon, Shane Vereen. So Joik Bell's going to be a running back out of those guys. A wide receiver out of Keenan Allen, Sanders, Decker, Kelvin.
It's not there, too. It's going to be Sanders.
All right, Emmanuel. And then a flex, McKinnon, Vereen, Allen, Decker, Benjamin, LaFell.
McKinnon, Jerick.
All right, let's get Jerick in there. Jerick is playing well of late, so yeah, I'm in with that. Jerick McKinnon.
Jerick McKinnon could be another one of those players that I use my journalistic license and just write J. Mick.
J. Mick.
But then, like, it's not as...
It's not as flashy as CPAT.
No, it's just not as revealing. Like, who the heck is J-Mick?
Oh, yeah, no, you can go any way with that, so I totally agree.
It could be a lot of different people. So he's one of those... So he's one of those people that I actually have to look up, which I hate because it takes away from my efficient writing.
That's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. So we got through all the emails.
Did.
We got through the DraftKings Week 8 Best Buy overpriced wide receiver, all players. We did all the players. I don't know why I just said wide receivers there. FFChamps.com/million gets you in the contest for free. Kevin Collins, our producer, do you have any fantasy questions related to your Week 8 lineup?
Sure do.
All right, what do you got?
Got a quickie. So I have a running back wide receiver flex spot open and two wide receiver spots open that I'm undecided on, so three spots total.
Give us your receivers first.
All right, for receivers, I have Roddy White, I have Terrence Williams, I have Brian Quick, and that's it. So the three, I need to start two of those.
I'm sorry, what kind of league is it?
It is a half-point PPR league. So I got Roddy White, Terrence
Quick,
Williams,
Terrence
and
Williams.
Quick.
I'm going to go with Terrence Williams and Roddy White.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
I picked up on a flyer just to kind of stash because I'm not really sure what the future holds. And my team's 7-0, and I'm kind of deep. And I picked up
7-0.
Yeah,
wow, look at you!
7-0 in first place. I picked up the Adams kid from Green Bay, who's starting to get some
good
looks.
Pickup.
Just to kind of keep stashed on my bench.
Absolutely.
Now for running back, wide receiver, the flex spot, I started Chris Ivory last week and really made out because I kind of did a little self scouting and I knew the defense he was playing.
Did you? Wait. So you're on the sidelines at Gillette.
Oh, and I'm fired up. It's,
Chris
Ivory over 100
yards for
100 in like the first half.
Yeah,
and
he's
I'm
running
like,
for 100
and
yards.
I'm like, let's
do you
go.
Like, do you? You ever like give like a nice little like fist bump when he runs for like a big game?
Well, my boss was on the other end of the bench and he came up to me at halftime and was like, "Oh, good play starting Ivory this week." And I was like,
"Oh,
yeah.
That is so great, man!"
Yeah, and then he scored the touchdown and I was like,
"Wait,
all
when
right,
you
I'm...
say your boss, you don't mean Fred?"
No, not Fred.
Okay, another
my
boss.
My boss for the other part of the job that I
right,
do.
Right, right.
And then when he scored the touchdown, I knew I was minted, and he ended up getting me like 20 points
because
he had a couple
catches
too.
Fred doesn't
too.
Play fantasy.
No, Fred hates fantasy. Yeah. He doesn't hate it, but he doesn't.
He just
like,
doesn't want have doesn't
no,
have
it's,
the time
he's too old.
Enough
Fred's
to
too
put
old
in.
School. He
thinks, no. What he explained to me was he doesn't have enough time to put in that would. He's too competitive.
Yeah, he is
to
competitive.
Just do it half ass.
There's no doubt about
I
it.
Which I understand.
Fred Kirsch is probably one of the most competitive guys I've ever met. In my
I like
life.
That. I like that.
But so I have Ivory, and I kind of want to roll with him again. He's
dude,
at
that
home.
Is just so funny that you were on the sidelines last week. You had a monster game, and you're like just secret.
Now,
yeah.
If he was like, you know, if they were driving at the end and it came between like Chris Ivory touchdown and us winning the game, I would have rooted for us to win.
Like,
the game,
can you
obviously.
Imagine if Belichick found out?
Oh yeah,
Belichick
well,
finds out.
You couldn't
like,
tell by my face. You know, I was just very, very stoic about the whole thing. But in
like
my
he
mind,
he gets stopped on the 1 yard line. Yeah. And I was like, damn it.
Yeah, but in my,
everyone looks at
well,
him like,
well, no, he caught a ball from Gene. They had first and goal at the 8 on I think it was their
yes,
second touchdown.
Yes, and I don't know how he did not get
no,
it on
and
that
he,
score.
No, and he catches a swing pass, gets bumped out at the 1, and I'm like, God, jeez.
Yeah.
I was like, watch him give it to CJ Noke there, but he ended up getting a touchdown on the next play. So I have him, and I kind of want to roll with him. Mm-hmm. But my worry is, you know, Buffalo's got a pretty good run defense.
Very good.
So I have him as a potential option. I have Chris Johnson, who I don't want to play.
No.
You can. And I have – the only other one that I have is Kyrie Robinson. And I know
– Chris Ivory, Chris Johnson, or Kyrie Robinson, that's it, Kev?
That's it. Well, Pierre Thomas is dead.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little thin on the flex spot. Or I could put Quick in there, too, I mean, if I'm not using him.
Tell you the truth. I might put in Quick over Ivory. I mean, the Bills have the best rushing defense in the league.
Oh,
the
Ivory's been really good for me this year.
I know, but the matchup's brutal.
No, I'm with you on the matchup, but I know I don't have a ton of tailbacks, but Robinson was getting a lot of looks before Ingram came back, so he was pretty well. And Pierre Thomas has been a steady performer because he gets the half-point PPR, and so he's been pretty steady, but he's, like, dead for 3 weeks, apparently.
Yeah.
So I don't. So yeah, I think it's between.
Anthony, what do you think?
It's
Ivory
between
or
Ivory
or Quick.
Or Quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you had to go with Quick. Is this the one you picked up Devontae Adams in?
I did. I could take a flyer and try to start him because they're playing New Orleans, who can't cover anybody.
I mean, they're 7-0. Go for it.
Yeah, they can't cover anybody.
That's what I did. I put Devontae Adams in my main league actually
just
as one of my flex positions. Yeah, yeah, I put him in over Alfred Morris and Kendall Wright this weekend.
And my
so.
Strategy on that, Ant, was just like that offense is prolific and it's starting to hit its stride, like right in the middle of the season here. They're all of a sudden you look up and they're putting up 35 points a game, you know. And the one thing I've noticed too is that over the years, whether it's Cobb or Jordy, like those guys have had injury problems, you know. Mm-hmm. And so if one of those guys goes down, all of a sudden he gets bumped up big time, and he's like a commodity.
And Aaron Rodgers made both Nelson and Cobb look great when they were his third wide receiver option over the past couple of years.
Yeah, so I thought that it was kind of a stealth play on my part.
I love it. Just kind of
after all the waiver wire things, you know, the dust settled, he was there, and I was like, I'm going to grab this guy.
I like it. I would throw him in the flex, and like you said, you're 7-0. Worst case scenario, you're 7-1. You're still going to be in first place. You're still putting up points. Yep. I would roll with Davante Adams in that flex.
Sounds good. Let's roll with the prime time thing before we go till 7:30.
Oh, yeah, so primetime pick'em. Anthony, you have the standings updates?
Bill, you are leading the pack, 10-2.
Hey, now.
Kevin, one game behind at 9-3.
What did I go last
week?
Creeping
up on
me. Yeah, what did I go last week?
We all went 3-0 last week. We all went New England, Denver, Pittsburgh.
Well, last week, who was it? New England, Denver, and Pittsburgh? Yeah, last week wasn't tough.
No.
This week's tough, guys.
We got some good games, so let's kick it off tonight. Denver, San Diego, Mile High. Who do we like?
I'll start. I'm going with Denver. I'm gonna go with Denver. I'm gonna go with Denver big. I don't think it's gonna be close.
I'm gonna go with Denver too.
Yeah, I'm on the Denver bandwagon for this weekend as well.
Okay.
Sunday night, New Orleans and Green Bay down in Louisiana. Who do we like?
Saints are at home.
Yeah, they're a 1.5 point favorite, which is kind of weird, but I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Really?
I am.
I think I'm going to go with the Saints on this one.
Yeah, I'm a Packers guy this week as well. I like the Packers. I don't know. They're a little bit better than the Saints, but the Saints in New Orleans are very, very tough to play, but I'm going to stick with the Packers.
The Saints have lost two of their last three. Actually, they've lost one. What are they? 2-4 this year? 2-5? What's their record? 2-4. Jesus, they're terrible.
Yeah.
They are so bad. I'm still sticking with them at home. I'm sticking with them.
That's understandable. Monday night, Dallas, Washington, NFC East matchup.
Dallas big.
Yeah, Dallas.
Totally agree. Dallas is going to stomp all over them.
All right, so I'm the only one that disagrees. You guys are taking the Packers, I'm taking the Saints.
Three Denvers, three Dallases, and you took New England.
In a
New
partridge
Orleans.
In a pear tree.
So, Kevin, this is the week that you can climb up and tie me.
Perhaps.
Damn it.
What was your record? I'm sorry. I'm
7-5. I'm pulling up the rear pretty hard right now.
Struggling,
so.
Bro.
Hey, you know what? Hey, long season. We got another eight weeks of this to go.
It's the curse of the newbie, Bill. He's got to get on our level, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've done historically very good at picking teams.
Well, it's not rocket science when you're not picking.
When you're not doing the spread.
Yeah, the spread. Right. The spread separates the men from the boys, like pretty much in the NFL. I find it's very difficult.
It does.
And I'm in a great pool. Unfortunately, I didn't get invited to play in one of those Survivor things this year. But I'm in a great pool where you pick every game every week against the spread, and then there's a weekly winner, and then there's a prize for the top 10 guys at the end.
I like that.
And there's probably, like, I don't know, 250 people in this thing, and it's $100 entry fee, so it's some serious coin. I love picking. I'm currently out of, like, 250-some-odd people. I'm currently, like, I think in the low 30s. I think I'm 33rd. So, like, I'm right in that stealth position as we get to the halfway point where I can make a move. So I do pretty good against the number. When you compare myself to like your average bear. Now the pro guys, I don't know. Can't hold a candle to win to those guys.
All right, I think we got to wrap up today's show.
Let's do it.
Any closing thoughts, Kevin Collins? What do you got?
No, hopefully this Davante Adams experiment works out. Or are you going to hear about it?
All right. Anthony Grace, what do you have to say?
I'm on the Davante Adams bandwagon too. So me and Kev are on the same page.
I want to thank everyone for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio. I want to wish everyone the best of luck. Great job today by Kevin and Anthony, as always. Thanks for doing what you guys do. I love working with you, both of you. And thanks to everyone listening. Best of luck in Week 8. Have fun.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.